Three, two, one.
Here we go! Hi, this is Emily Baker, AVP of Engagement at BPD. I'm here live with Kara Buscaglia.
Hi, Ron.
We are on the expo floor at Health 2025, and I'm so excited to talk to Kara, who I'll let you do an intro for yourself, but she is with Hootsuite. And I'm super excited to talk to her about how we can reach healthcare audiences on social and just what you're seeing and your perspective. So tell us a little bit about you.
Oh, okay, great. And thanks for the great intro. It's so nice to be here at Health with everyone. And Kara Buscaglia, I lead strategy and innovation at Hootsuite. I have been at Hootsuite. We were actually just acquired by TalkWalker, and I have been there for a decade. And before that, I was a customer for 3 years. And so I've been in the industry since its inception, really supporting some of our largest pharma and healthcare clients. And that's why we had to be here today, because I think in this age of consumer, which has been a huge theme here at this conference, what better way to understand your consumer, your different audience cohorts than social? And so that's what we really do at Hootsuite, is we take all of that publicly available data and make sense of it and help you action it on your various social media channels.
I love that. Thank you. So you guys have a super cute activation over here. I will have to get some clips of it. But I would love to know, it's kind of set up really cute, about, I think, some of the benefits for healthcare organizations and enterprises to use social. So can you tell me a little bit about that and sort of what you're trying to communicate?
Oh, well, it is a really cute activation. I hope you can all check it out, because who doesn't want to come get a little fountain drink, like sparkling water infused with liquid IV? And also serving insights, right? Because we all need some more insights to action them from that perspective. So what we really want people to do is come to our booth, get a drink, and then also immerse yourself in the land of social. So there's so many billions of conversations that are happening about your brand, about your competitors, but more specifically about the industry and what your consumers and healthcare professionals care about. And so you need to be listening to that. And that helps really help you make informed strategies, helps you build and protect your reputation, helps you drive those marketing growth strategies, and also helps you even improve and enhance customer experiences from that perspective, which is all critical for healthcare teams from that area. And so we want people to come in and figure out, okay, how do I market or target healthcare professionals? How do I target patients? How do I understand how to put that consumer lens on healthcare, which is so critical in today's society?
Yeah, it's so interesting because, I mean, I'm a content girl myself. So, you know, we're always looking for, how do we share our message? How do we tell our story? How do we be really narratively strong everywhere, including social? But what I hear that's so interesting is maybe not, maybe it's equal, telling your story, but listening to what's happening. So how has that evolved for you and for Hootsuite? And how are you helping organizations do that?
I always say is that you need to speak with your consumers and your target audience instead of at them. And I think social is a really critical way to do that. What better way than getting the little breadcrumbs on social that give you the information and tools and almost blueprint to understand how to market to them and how to speak their language? I think oftentimes in marketing, we think so high level, and it's actually just about being in the consumer's shoes and who you're trying to target. And so you really need to listen to understand what people are saying about your brand, but more importantly, about the industry at large. There's so many other factors that you need to think about when you're putting together your strategy. What are people, how do they want to put themselves in charge of their healthcare? And I think they're more empowered to do so. And so social is really critical to give you the tease to be successful.
Yeah, it's so interesting. Something that you just made me think of is the rise of Reddit in this way. And I feel like we've been having a lot of conversations with our clients. We primarily work with hospitals, health systems, as well as other healthcare organizations. And we're getting a lot of questions lately about Reddit and, like, do we need to be on Reddit and what should we be doing? And I always say I'm such a believer that Reddit is a goldmine of patient experience information.
Oh my God. Reddit is one of my favorite places. I'm like a data nerd deep down. And so if there's a way that you can find and extract insights about different groups or disease states, Reddit is the place to go. People are seeking other peer-to-peer information and also getting authority from them. And so Reddit's a great way to dive into those sub-communities, understand what people's concerns are, what side effects they're experiencing from that perspective, because then it really gives you the tools on, or should I do a thought leadership? Should I conduct a market research study? Should I put together an FAQ based on commonly asked questions in these different sub-communities? So it not only informs your social direct strategy, but also can influence your other broader marketing initiatives and comms initiatives from there.
Absolutely. One, that also makes me think of, I think, another really hot topic for any of us in healthcare marketing, content, communications, which is misinformation. So I was just at a panel where they were talking about, you know, what is it, what's the balance between, is it a literacy issue? Is it a trust issue? And I think it's both and more. How are you all thinking about that at Hootsuite? And what are you doing with the organizations you work with from a misinformation perspective?
This is so critical in the healthcare industry, and especially on social, because social is this amazing breeding ground to gain insights and understand consumers and key stakeholders, but it's also a breeding ground for misinformation. And so when you're looking at that social conversation, you need to be able to leverage AI to detect misinformation at scale, so that you're not going to be able to actually control those people who are actually posting the misinformation, but who's receiving that information, because you can influence that audience from there. So it's really about being able to identify misinformation at scale and then figure out your right strategy. Sometimes it's not engage, or is it, you know, are you going to do that research or thought leadership or get that executive involved? You have to really be in tune with what's that happening on that. Additionally, I would also add from misinformation that this is something very passionate. Obviously, you can tell I could talk a lot about it, but being at Hootsuite, I just feel like there's such a social responsibility to help brands identify misinformation, because they are making decisions off this data. And so we're not helping them identify that misinformation. You're going to make incorrect decisions, especially with so much misinformation being on social media today.
That's so true, because I think a lot of times when we talk about it, it's sort of nebulous and we're like, okay, yes, I know misinformation is a problem. I know that my organization could play a role in countering it or being a trusted authority. But without those specifics, you're just kind of like guessing. So that makes so much sense. Kind of my last question, just sort of wrapping up, I would love to hear just any trends that are on your horizon for social, for AI, for listening, at health, just what's on your mind for 2026?
It's all about understanding your key audiences and being able to target different messages at scale and leveraging data from social, but also understanding behavioral data, combining social with search, with survey, and really being able to effectively target these different audience cohorts, particularly like healthcare professionals, oncology, key opinion leaders, et cetera. That's really critical. And when companies are thinking about bringing that data together to make those informed decisions, they're going to be successful in their marketing strategies.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for chatting with us. This was so fun. We really appreciate it. And stay tuned in and keep listening. 3, 2, 1.